American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, I'm joined by John Tracy, former CEO of the Irish Sports Council and Olympian silver medalist. John, good morning and welcome.
Nice to be with you, Pat.
Are you still running?
No.
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 The joints gave up on you?
My two knees have given up on me.
Yeah.
And I got 52 years out of running, right? And loved it, every second of it. And but my two knees now give out to me for about 2 days if I go for a run. So I was with Ray Moran and he said, if you walk, do you have any pain? No. Do you bike? Yeah. Any pain? No. Do you golf? Any pain? No. He says, why are you running?
So he's right, isn't he?
He's right. Absolutely right.
Anyway, those 52 years were good to you.
They were very good to me. They were indeed.
Now, when the marathon season comes around, we've the Dublin City Marathon in a very short order, you'll see lots of people running around the place.
Yeah.
Some of them are runners,
yeah,
and you'd know they're runners, and others are joggers.
Yes.
But it doesn't really matter. No. They're doing their heart good, aren't they?
They are, yeah. Look, it's great. This time of the year is great when you see all the people out running. And I get lonely myself because I'd love to be out there running with them. But and they're all doing their own thing when it comes to running the marathon. And, you know, they all have their own goals. And it's all the same for themselves, no matter what pace they're going.
Yeah.
So obviously, the piece is get the work in, do the training, follow the schedules that are there and available to everyone now, and follow all the guidance.
Now, the question of someone who's looking at it now and maybe hasn't done enough training, can they get enough training in before 4 weeks, like to get them up to speed?
Well,
to be able to complete a marathon. I mean, they may not get the time they dreamt about last April when they put their name down.
Well, if they haven't done any training to date, it's only a month away. Right.
No chance.
I'd say no chance. And basically what my own advice to them is don't bother, because, you know, if you jump into something like that, you'll probably damage yourself because you won't be prepared. So it really is preparation. No matter what you do, whether you're doing a walk or whatever, you just need to build up the miles slowly. Nothing too quick suddenly, so the body adapts to what you're doing.
Now, what is the typical longest run that someone who's running a marathon in 4 weeks' time should be doing? Generally, once a week, they do a really long run.
Yeah, they do a long run. Like when we were training ourselves for the marathon, we would go for 23, 24 miles, right, on a weekly basis. But it depends probably on the pace that people are going. Like anyone that's running around 3 hours is probably doing 20 miles plus.
Yeah.
Right. Someone that might be doing 4 hours, they're building up to 20 miles plus, but they're not quite there, you know.
Yeah.
So it depends very much on your pace and maybe covering as much as you can. But the long runs as well should be built up very, very slowly, maybe a mile or two every week.
Never have run in advance of a marathon the full distance.
Oh, I would have.
Would you? Yeah?
I would have. Yeah,
you'd run a marathon before you run the marathon.
I would. Yeah, but running a marathon training pace, which is around 6 minute pace, compared to running sub 5 minute pace.
Yeah,
it's night and day. It's night and day.
Now, when I look back at your silver medal achievement, you had an extraordinary gait, an extraordinary style.
Yeah.
Now,
it wasn't the most attractive style in the world, was it?
No, it wasn't like an Ethiopian or a Kenyan,
yeah,
right?
Wasn't. Yeah.
But yet you got the business done.
Yeah. Apparently the style was very efficient. I had a very low knee lift, and that's very good for running a marathon.
Okay.
So there wasn't wasted energy by bouncing or anything like that.
And not flailing around, wasting the energy in your arms
and
so on.
That's right. Very much so.
How important is the equipment? I mean, the shoes.
Essential.
How do you know what's the best shoe for you?
Obviously by trial and error. Every athlete goes through it, finding a training shoe that fits and that's comfortable and that you can train in. And that's really, really important. And but, you know, you go into a shop, like any of the big brands are really good. I trained in New Balance all through my career. There's a lot of very good brands out there. And yeah. go and buy a very good shoe. You can skimp on running shoes.
Yeah, and you go through them fairly quickly. Someone like you, I mean, my daughter runs a lot.
Yeah.
And
once
she's
a month,
constantly buying new
once
shoes.
A month, I got about a month out of my runners, 4 weeks.
Now there are people, they're looking at their lonely little runners that they've had for 2 years and expecting them to perform.
Yeah, but you kind of know your runners because they lose their bounce. You can hear it. You can actually hear it, and don't wait for it to wear down too much, because that's where you absolutely will get an injury.
You'll get an injury, yeah. I am walking the marathon again this year, says a texter, and find my feet get blistered. Is there something I can do, or are there special socks?
Well, there's not special socks, but what I probably would imagine that I always, if you were going to put a little Vaseline on your feet, and I'd always wear socks. But, you know, people are prone to, but try different socks and see what suits you best.
I mean, some of the runners don't appear to be wearing socks now. They may have those socks buried in their shoes, you know, that are
tiny.
Yeah,
I was always
socks.
A big believer in wearing socks, to be quite honest.
Yeah. Can you ask John how to get my 5K time under 20 minutes? I'm 35-year-old, I'm female, hovering at 20 minutes and 20 seconds. I do an interval session, long run, I do a tempo run and an easy run each week, but I'm stuck. Can't get rid of that 20 extra seconds.
I think that's a fabulous
phenomenal
time. That's a fabulous time. Let me just say that to start with. I suppose there's a couple of things I would encourage her to do is maybe increase the miles a little bit. And it's all about running fast. And the intervals training is very...
She says she's doing tempo.
The interval sessions on the track is really kind of essential to get quicker over 5K. And what I always say is that if you want to kind of get fast, even at the 5K, build up the miles, you'll get stronger and you'll be able to maintain the pace.
Will you ask John if it's better for over 50s to power walk rather than run to preserve the hips and the knee joints and all the rest?
Well, whatever is comfortable for you, that's essentially what I would recommend. And power walking is fine. And if you want to do that, do it. But do whatever you enjoy doing.
What do you make of the use of treadmills for training?
I had a treadmill in my house for about 10 years and I got on it twice.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and I lived in New England at the time, right? I couldn't take it, right?
And was it boredom or...?
Boredom. 20 minutes on the treadmill will drive me nuts. But you go out and run on the outside and it just frees it up.
I used to do a lot of running, I tried not to have long stretches. I tried to make a route that took me down this street, then you turn left, then you turn, and you're looking in people's windows. What are they watching on the telly and who's doing what in the garden? It's entertaining.
It's entertaining. Yeah, get outside and do it. I wouldn't be a really big believer. If you're training for a marathon particularly, the treadmill really is not for you.
Yeah, I mean, people watch the telly on the treadmill, but doing a tour run on the treadmill
drive you nuts. Absolutely.
Very, very, very difficult. But in terms of damage to your joints, is the treadmill easier than hard ground?
I always found it hard because there was always a bounce off the treadmill. I didn't like that. So I always preferred to run outside. And when I was running outside, I'd always try to stay away from pavement, not run on cement. I'd run on the asphalt or run in parks.
The tarmacadam has a bit of a bounce in it.
The tarmacadam is great and the grass is obviously excellent as well.
Yeah. What about eating, diet?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realise that they've got to fuel up before they go for a long run.
Yeah. Like good carbohydrates, complex carbohydrates. I was a great fella for eating potatoes in my day. Yeah. And I love my spuds, as they say. I love my pasta as well. That's all good. And so you do need to replenish what you burn off. And that's one thing is about training for a marathon. You can eat quite a lot, but I would be sticking to good carbohydrates as opposed to cakes.
Yeah, I was reading something over the weekend. Someone saying if you don't get the fuel in as you go through the marathon, you will hit the wall.
Yeah, you will. And I think it's probably making sure that you're fueled up before you go into the race, and maybe then, if you're going to eat, have some carbohydrates during the race, just make sure you've tested it in training, you're comfortable with it, it doesn't upset your stomach. So essentially, the big piece here is don't try anything new the day of the race, and that's really an essential part.
This one here, how much strength training do you need to do?
I think as you get older, it becomes more important. Strengthening and stretching was a big part of my preparation during my 30s, particularly. It kept me away from injuries. So really, I think it's really, really important. You don't need to be lifting heavy weights, but make sure you strengthen the muscles.
Yeah, and Ruth is suggesting that it might even help get the knees and the hips to last longer.
Totally and utterly, there is no question about it. If you do your stretches and your strengthening for your quads, the knees last longer without a shadow of a doubt, because the muscles around your joints and the knee are stronger.
And we're not recommending that people manifest their way through the marathon.
No, not without
the training anyway.
No.
John, thank you very much for joining us. That's John Tracy, former CEO of the Irish Sports Council, Irish Olympic silver medalist.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and diminishing our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the kind of high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe. Like vintage-style tees, tough tank tops, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, shorts, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.